Good morning and welcome to Coffee Time. This one of my guests is Devils Lake Mayor Jim Moe, and we're going to talk about a couple of different meetings last night. I guess three all together when you add in the Board of Equalization before the City Commission, and before that, even you had the Job Development Authority. But starting off, Mayor, with the Board of Equalization, standing room only last night, and to say that taxpayers were upset would probably be a little bit of an understatement.
Yeah, they certainly had some concerns, and they were valid concerns, without question. I mean, there was a big hit to their valuation of their property, and they were concerned whether it was done in a fair process and things in that nature. And they said the times are in the worst condition we could ask for, and then we have something like this come up, and we're also competing against a potential bond issue for the school system, and timing couldn't have been any worse. But we are mandated by state law that we had to do what we had to do, and of course, if we didn't, for those that aren't aware, that we have to be within certain parameters of the tax valuation, or the state will mandate a number for us. So it was kind of, and Rob being new to the position, he was trying to get everything up to speed, and along with that came some pretty drastic increases for some of the businesses and the residential people.
Right, I was going to say, I think Rob mentioned last night the businesses were 14% increase across the board, which obviously got their attention, and then the number for residential varies on several factors, but he did mention that the state has a tolerance between 90 and 100% of market value, and the city was only at, I think, 86.5%, so it had to come up just to get to the bare minimum, and then if you just go the bare minimum, then you're going to be jacking it up every year.
Back at the same point again, so that was, so everybody had some valid points. They got a chance to speak their piece, and I heard some things that were definitely something that I'm going to implement. One of the things is, we have different, the county, the city, the park board, the school, we're all doing our own thing, but we're not taking into account what it's doing to the citizens here in our community. And when I was running for office, I said we do need to get together and prioritize our needs, because we definitely need to do something with our middle school, and that's going to be a major increase, to everybody too. So I am going to promise to the community that we're making every attempt to sit down at least quarterly at the minimum to talk with the school and the city, the park, and the county, and probably the LEC and the college to see what we can do to prioritize our needs. We all have our grand ideas, but they got to kind of correlate with the community and how we can afford it, and what is our priorities, because we are, we're dealing with medical situation, we're dealing with a lot of different things, and it all costs millions instead of hundreds, so it's
right.
It hurts the pocketbooks, and we have to do a better job at that, and my goal is now is to make this, sit down with them, and then let's see if we can prioritize and slowly get to where we want to be as a community, because we have a lot of good things going for us.
All right, and then from there, once you wrapped up that, you moved to the Job Development Authority, a couple big things there. The Park and Rec Superintendent and one of the Park Board members was there last night. I guess they're getting closer now, hoping for mid-May for an opening to the public for their new dockside entertainment facility.
Yeah, I had the opportunity here a couple days ago to walk through there and get a good look at what's going on. Things have come in together, and they've already got some, what they call some soft openings, where they're going to allow some people to come in and get a chance to, try some of the stuff that's there. And it's something that the community's asked for, something that's going to be, I think, really good in our community, where it's going to be beneficial, and I'm looking forward to the day it opens.
All right, and then more good news for the city last night. You had a representative from a clothing company appear before the Job Development Authority, City Commission, and they're planning on opening a clothing store in downtown Devils Lake.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, and so we've been working with them for probably close to a year now, trying to find them a facility to open their store at. They did choose, Jarrell's has been up for sale for some time now, and I was hearing stories that if they don't sell it, that possibly they would have to close their doors and move on, and we didn't need another empty store, but this, the Golden Rule, they've got a store in Wahpeton, they had a store in Botno and Rolla, and so they are coming to town, and they're excited about the move. They got some a young family that's up and coming that they will hopefully turn the store over to in the future. And just so I won't, they did close the store in Wahpeton, though, just recently.
I guess in the next week or so, yeah.
Yeah, traveling back and forth to keep that maintained was a little tough. But their children that are growing up, they like what we have in our area for the community as far as the hunting and fishing and all the things that we got going, a nice, beautiful downtown community. So they are excited about taking over a store here and adding a clothing line, men's, women's, children's, along with staying with what Jarrell's has normally had, the sporting goods and things of that nature. So it's exciting to have that happen, and I'm looking forward to, I think they're tentatively said somewhere around the first part of June that they would like to open up.
Right. So another, like I said, nice to see some more activity downtown.
Yeah, and we just got to work on a few of the other buildings, but we'll get some ideas and see if we can make something happen. It's a slow process. About the time you get one, then you lose two others, you know, it's a little frustrating when that happens, but we'll just have to keep plugging away and see what we can do.
All right, and then from there you moved into the regular meeting, and a few things talked about there that we probably should mention on the show. I guess the city engineer mentioned that they're going to be doing street repairs and patching and crack sealing and that kind of thing, and they might be using some tar. So
they're actually doing it. Not might be. They are doing tar, but they are spreading some sand over the top. But if you see them in the area and you don't want tar in your vehicle, I would suggest detouring around them somehow so that you could avoid any problems with that. But, yeah, it's a maintenance headache, and, you know, when you drive through that, nobody likes tar in their vehicle, myself for sure. You know, and so you just try to avoid them if you see them. They have got enough warning lights on so that I'm sure you can see it quick enough to just go around if you can.
All right, and then another big item that was talked about briefly last night. I guess it was mentioned that one of the police chief candidates has now dropped out, and you've got two candidates left, and you'll be interviewing those two candidates tomorrow.
Yeah, the two remaining, the interim chief is remaining, along with Travis Son, who's in charge of the drug task force here in town. Yeah, I believe Wednesday morning starting at 11 o'clock we'll have those interviews, and then they'll go through till we finish with the two, and we'll make our selection after that.
All right, and then a few other things as well. Last night you also talked about continuation of a topic that came up a couple weeks ago, and that's what to do about the fire rescue service at the airport, and that was quite a lengthy discussion.
Yep, it's finally come to a conclusion. The airport has struggled to try to mandate or man that facility out there and with qualified people, and a while ago it was suggested that the fire department assume that responsibility, and as of last night, we just assumed the responsibility at the fire department to take the ARF aircraft rescue firefighting task over, and the fire department will do so, and we'll add another person to the staff to assist with keeping that going and making sure that we meet all the schedules that come up.
And basically how it works, for lack of a better term, I guess the airport authority is trading one of their employees to the city fire hall to help out with ARF fire rescue.
Yeah, they're basically taking the funding that they have for that employee out there and allocating it to the city fire department so that we can hire a firefighter that's certified and qualified in that type of role, and then it'll become the fire department to make sure all the training gets done and they're all certified to take that role out there at the fire or airport.
And of course the big thing with that is it directly impacts the commercial air service flights down and back to Denver. So obviously if all the I's aren't dotted and the T's aren't crossed to the FAA satisfaction, it would mean the end of those commercial air flights.
Yeah, the FAA is mandates a lot, and it's hard to keep up with some of their mandates, and it's critical that we do, otherwise they have the potential of shutting their airport down for any little thing, and it doesn't seem to bother them, so we don't want anything like that to happen.
And I was going to say, a few years ago, we saw what happened when they had an airport manager that wasn't paying attention, and they came very close to getting their FAA certification pulled.
So. We had a lot of issues back then, and we don't need to go there anymore. This was kind of this belongs here. It probably should have been that way from the very beginning, but since it wasn't, it's now got taken care of, and it should be a good fit.
All right, and then the other big topic last night, quite a lengthy discussion. I know when former Mayor Bott was mayor, the city commission at that time several years ago had a lengthy discussion, and now it's back again. The city looking at potentially going to the one-armed bandit garbage collection system, which, of course, would mean the end of the blue bags and everybody getting a standardized garbage can.
Yes, so well, it was brought up again, but this time it came from the the supervisor itself doing, you know, struggling with trying to get manpower, you know, and the guys that are there currently are not young anymore, and they struggle trying to maintain, you know, it's not an easy job.
Right.
For anyone that's ever seen them out there, you know, bouncing up and down off that garbage truck, lifting those heavy garbage cans. And
especially when it's 30 below.
It's 30 below weather and sore of the snow. I mean, conditions are horrible, you know, so, or 50, you know, 90-degree weather and the other opposite. And, you know, so he said, hey, can we take a look at it? So the engineer and himself were doing some studies on it and kind of researched it a little bit. They contacted different cities to see who had it, and they found out that Valley City has got it in Jamestown, and that it seems to be working well for them. So the supervisor, Corey, he took off and went to Jamestown and rode along with one of the guys for a couple hours and quizzed them on different things and found out that maybe that wouldn't be such a bad thing for our community. So he came back and he made a proposal to a couple of us on the commission about, you know, here's what do you think about this? And then that was presented to the commission last night to give it some consideration. And along with that, there was a grant available to help offset some of the costs, so that they needed our approval to apply for that grant.
And I would imagine, too, a big thing that's going to hinge on whether this actually goes into effect will be if you get the grant or not.
Well, yeah, that's going to be huge. You know, I mean, those trucks don't come cheap. You know, you're talking probably $500,000. You know, equipment's crazy these days. You know, and then, of course, you have to buy the cans, and you got to develop some, you know, rules and regulations about how it works. And, you know, and what's nice about it is it sounds like we can still stay in the alleys. You know, I mean, that would be a major, you know,
right,
no-go if we had to do it all from the front. But as long as we can work from the alleys, and it does work in Jamestown, where there were a few things they had to do, probably have to do some more trimming of our trees. And
watch for some power lines and things that.
Yeah, but this system, it doesn't lift the can up over the truck, so power lines may not come into play on this. But, you know, so there's some potential for that to be a good thing in our community, you know, but we have to do the total research and make sure that it's affordable for us to do that also.
Okay, and I guess, like you said, you'll have more discussion on that and wait to hear back and if the city qualifies for that grant or not, that would help cover some of the cost of getting the truck.
Stay tuned.
All right. I guess, Mayor, anything else before we go this
morning? No, I think that was it. It was a lengthy meeting, and I guess it's so deserving. We have some short ones, but we also have to take on the long ones. And for those citizens out there that have concerns about that valuation, if you do, you know, if you weren't at the meeting and you have some, you know, questions, don't hesitate to call Rob at City Hall and ask him about it. I mean, he tries to get in and inspect the buildings, I mean, but he's a one-man show, and unfortunately he can't do it all. But if you want your property looked at, he certainly will come out and do that.
Well, Mayor, I appreciate you coming on the show this morning and recapping some of the many highlights from the meetings last night. I guess multiple meetings.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right, that's going to do it for the show this morning. Joining me this morning has been Devil's Lake Mayor Jim Moe. And, of course, you can join me each weekday morning at 9:05 on KDLR and 11:30 on KZZY for Coffee Time.